Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
You're listening to the KRLD Morning News. I'm Joe Kelly. Live in the Milestone Plumbing, AC and Electric, 24-hour breaking news center. Now fewer commercial breaks every morning. This is your nonstop news, traffic, and weather 20-minute morning briefing on News Radio 1080 KRLD.
I'm John Little. Independence Day just a couple weeks out now that we're into summer. AAA projecting a record number of people to hit the road for the holiday period.
We're expecting overall 72.2 million people traveling between June 28th and July 6th. A majority of those people, about 85% of them, are expected to drive.
But 5.84 million people expected to fly. That is also going to be a new record.
So with summer travel season upon us, American Airlines is turning to artificial intelligence to try and improve communications.
The Fort Worth-based carrier is testing new chat assistant through both AA.com and their mobile app to help those flying make changes to their travel plans. A recently redesigned mobile app aims to make checking in go more smoothly as well. This coincides with new kiosks that have been set up at various airports, including DFW Airport, as well as LAX, JFK in New York, and Chicago O'Hare. And you can pay for your bags online before showing up. The goal, they want to make travel more convenient and easier. From the 24-hour news center, Eric Bushman, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
70% of Texans want to see consumable THC products remain legal, but be strictly regulated. That's according to a new poll from President Trump's campaign pollster. KRLD's Chris Fox has more.
The longer it takes for Governor Abbott to decide whether to veto Senate Bill 3 or make it law, the more interesting things seem to get. The latest twist from Trump pollster Tony Fabrizio. He found Texas voters opposed banning the sale of THC products by a margin of 3-1, including 44% of Republicans and 80% of Democrats. Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick quick to respond, saying the THC industry is pushing phony polls, adding to the circus a Heisman Trophy winner.
I'm Ricky Williams, and I played football in the great state of Texas.
You can probably guess where he stands.
I'm calling on my friend, Greg Abbott, to please veto this bill and stand with the veterans, the farmers, and the families who know that there's a better way forward.
Governor Abbott has to decide by Sunday. In Austin, Chris Fox, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
KRLD's Russell Scott referred to this, mentioned this in his report at the top of the hour. Here's the story. The bodies of two missing boaters have been recovered from Louisville Lake. They vanished on Tuesday. Their abandoned boat was found drifting. People called police. The search turned up nothing before dark Tuesday night. It was resumed on Wednesday. Still nothing on Wednesday. But yesterday, underwater search and recovery team found the bodies of a man. A short time later, they found a woman. Investigators aren't sure how they ended up in the lake.
Three dogs in quarantine after the fatal mauling of an elderly man from Fort Worth.
Cindy Sackett says her dad did not have to die this way.
It was not a necessary death, and it was definitely could have been prevented. My dad's gone because of it.
Ronald Anderson was found dead in his home near Eagle Mountain Lake, and his family says he died after three dogs attacked him while he was working in his yard. The Tarrant County Sheriff's Office found the dogs on some neighbor's property and confiscated them. Sackett says those dogs have been seen running loose and have terrorized the neighborhood. To this point, no charges have been filed. From the 24-hour news center, Kurt Lewis, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, the top three things you need to know.
In a win for the White House, an appeals court allows President Trump to keep control of the National Guard troops that he deployed to L.A. following protests over immigration raids there. Searchers recover the bodies of a man and a woman from Louisville Lake Thursday, the third day of a search there. Texas game wardens were initially dispatched to the scene Tuesday after getting reports of an abandoned boat. The early summer heat wave has arrived with intensity across North Texas, driving up energy use and raising concerns about outdoor safety. Health officials are reminding everybody to hydrate frequently and limit outdoor activity during peak afternoon hours.
Hear the top three things you need to know every 15 minutes, all day, on News Radio 1080 KRLD.
The Morning Briefing.
This is your rapid-fire morning intelligence report. 20 minutes, no filler. The Morning Briefing is on News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Breaking news, CNN reports this morning that cyber criminals have breached insurance giant Aflac, potentially stealing Social Security numbers and other customer information from millions of customers. If you have Aflac insurance, you'll probably get a notification from them at some point. 7:23 here at News Radio 1080 KRLD as we kick off our 20-minute morning briefing. I'm Joe Kelly on DFW's only all-news morning show.
23 after 7, I'm John Little. Senator Bernie Sanders bringing his Fighting Oligarchy tour to Texas this weekend, and it includes a Sunday evening rally in Fort Worth. Recent video on his YouTube page, Sanders says he's holding his rallies in GOP districts and getting a healthy turnout, actually.
Republicans, surprise, surprise, are taking notice. They are quite concerned. Both Trump and Musk have had to respond.
Sanders will have a rally this afternoon in McAllen, and then on Sunday he's got rallies in Amarillo and Fort Worth. Doors at Dickey's Arena in Fort Worth open at 3:30 on Sunday. The event starts at 6. Here's a weird one. A Houston family's longtime home is stolen, it's sold, and then it's bulldozed. And now they want justice. After rejecting a lowball offer, the family says a man named Jerry Gurley forged their signatures on a deed, filed it, and sold the house through a now-defunct title company. The home had been in the family since the 60s. It was flattened with all their memories inside. And the family says they want to see justice.
That legacy has been erased. All of our family heirlooms, family mementos have been destroyed, and we want justice.
Yeah, they want to see criminal charges filed. They did win a civil suit against Gurley. He was ordered to pay $200,000, but never did.
Usually, it's the other way around. The criminal trial comes first, and then the civil trial. How weird in that case. 7:24, we are the station in DFW for market and business updates. Our KRLD business analyst, David Johnson.
Now, guys, we are wrapping up a fascinating week on Wall Street. It really, I say that, it's kind of like we've been running in place for four trading days. We're kind of back where we started. The Dow Industrials Average, if it opened right now, would be up 80 points. That would put us slightly positive for the week. The NASDAQ would be up 46 and the S&P up 8, both again slight gains for the week. But boy, have we had ups and downs. Now, of course, the latest thing dictating the direction of trading is the White House saying that Donald Trump will decide on the U.S. getting involved in Iran within the next 2 weeks. It was just the other day, it seems like, that everybody in Tehran was told to evacuate, and it was imminent. And right now, it's not imminent. So oil prices are coming back down a little bit. We stress a little bit, maybe down 8 cents. Interest rates are firming up a little bit, 4.43%. So some of that money that was hiding in treasuries is coming out, and gold's down $42. So now we sit back and wait and see. In fact, that seems to be the norm. Federal Reserve Chairman Jay Powell told us on Wednesday that because of the uncertainty stemming from tariffs, that he continued to call for a wait-and-see approach to monetary policy. So nothing going on there. Earnings out today from Darden Restaurant. Stocks trading higher after those numbers. CarMax up 8%. Not only did they beat, they said used car prices are up, which helps them. Kroger's trading unchanged. The earnings were better than expected, and they sort of reaffirmed guidance toward the lower end of some of the estimates. So right now, looks flat. S&P might be up 5. The NASDAQ might be up 49, but check in a half hour. It'll probably be different. David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
All right, you're probably going to sit down for this one. I mentioned a moment ago that cyber criminals have breached Aflac, the insurance giant, in a separate case. A massive data breach has leaked, sit down, has leaked 16 billion passwords for major companies like Apple, Facebook, what? And Google. 16 billion passwords have been leaked. That seems impossible to clean up at this point.
Two-step verification, please.
Yeah.
Maybe go to three-step at some point.
Yeah.
Well, Tyrese Halliburton battles through a strained calf and helps the Pacers' title hopes stay alive. He scores 14 in Game 6 last night, helping set the tone for a 108-91 blowout for Indiana over the Thunder.
You know, we didn't want to see these guys celebrate a championship on our home floor, backs against the wall, and we just responded. So many different guys chip in. Total team effort. Really proud of this.
So Indiana forces a game 7. The Pacers outscored the Thunder by 36 over the middle two quarters, and the injured star was right in the middle of it. Again, game 7 will be on Sunday night. 2-11 Dallas Wings take to the floor tonight against the also struggling 2-10 Connecticut Sun. This game will be in Connecticut, where the Wings picked up a big victory earlier this season. Paige Beckers, who starred at UConn, will be back in her home arena again, or her college arena, to take on the Connecticut Sun tonight. Another losing effort for the Rangers, dropping yesterday's matinee 4-1 to the Royals. They got swept by Kansas City. Just a total of 5 runs over 3 games. Bruce Bochy.
It's a talented team that can do a lot offensively. Have we? No. On a consistent basis, no. We've been shut down a lot more than I think we all thought.
And the manager's convinced his players are doing everything they know how to do. They'll try to right the ship in a weekend series at Pittsburgh. Starting tonight, Game 1, 5:40 Texas time.
The All Local is updated 3 times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.